Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking about Tuolumne County's preliminary budget that was passed this past Tuesday by the Board of Supervisors. Joining us in studio is the Assistant County Administrator for Tuolumne County, Eric Earhart, giving us an update and review of that spending plan. Mr. Earhart, one thing we haven't talked too much about is the American Recovery Act funding that Tuolumne County is planning to receive. How does that all tie into the budget, and what does it all include?
So the American Rescue Plan, you know, Tuolumne County was notified, or we will receive $10.5 million from that federal funding over the course of the next 2 years. At this point, you know, there's a lot of guidance that has come from the U.S. Treasury on how we can spend those funds. Most of the guidelines are fairly consistent with the recent allocation of the CARES Act funding we received the prior fiscal year. But there are some additional modifications to this funding as compared to the CARES Act funding. Most specifically is the ability to recover lost revenue the county may have. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be looking at as we start into the development of the adopted budget, which will go before the board September 21st. On the use of those funds. In fact, August 11th, we are planning to have a workshop with the Board of Supervisors to detail out what the what ability we have with those American Rescue Plan funds and some recommendations for the Board of Supervisors once we really determine how those guidelines are going to shape what we can do with those funds.
So when you say recover lost revenue, what does that mean?
So if we had any lost revenue, whether state or local revenues for services that we may provide, because we did see some services that were decreased. Simple one really that comes to the top of my head is in normal years, we see a lot of people coming in for marriage certificates and things of that nature. Obviously, with COVID-19, those were hampered. Our hospitality industry was obviously impacted heavily through COVID-19. And so if the county's share of that revenue that comes in through sales tax, TOT, or anything else has been reduced specifically as a result of COVID-19, we can recoup some of that cost. But really, we need to look through the guidance and identify what revenue streams we can claim against that.
So this initial guidance for this $10.5 million, does it kind of say it has to be pretty related to COVID-19? It can't just be spend it how you want to spend it?
There are some strict guidance on portions of that money, and really it's that where we get the most flexibility with still some guidance or some limitations is that chunk of money that we can identify as lost revenue.
I often hear about PILT funding being a question mark when you're putting together budgets. Can you explain a little bit about what PILT is and how that funding's looking?
Yeah, PILT is an acronym for Payment in Lieu of Taxes, and that's really to help offset the loss the county sees from not collecting property tax on federally owned land. So as you know, Tuolumne County is approximately 75% publicly owned land, and so we don't collect property taxes from those areas. So this is the federal government's way of kind of offsetting those impacts. So we do know also as part of the American Rescue Plan, we will be receiving two additional payments over the course of the next 2 years for some additional PILT increases. We don't know how much that is, but that would definitely have some additional flexibility with it, we know. But we are not expecting to hear any news from the federal government until we get closer to the federal adopted budget, which would be sometime in October.
How about at the state level? Are there things that you're still watching closely?
Yeah, obviously, we always watch the state budget because that does impact our special revenue funds that come in. The state just approved what they're referring to as a placeholder budget. Again, they're similar to us in the fact that they just need a spending plan adopted prior to July 1st. And so really, as they work through and get closer to their adopted budget for the state, you know, we'll be watching that closely really to see how it's going to impact us at a local level.
Also, on the topic of roads, everybody wants to know when the road in front of their house is going to be repaired specifically, but what can you tell us just about road funding this year?
So road funding, we do have an increase of about 14% in road funding, and this is a lot of it's related to projects that were not completed in the prior fiscal year that will be rebudgeted. You know, we receive gas tax that helps cover some of the cost of that as well, but we do have a significant number of road projects listed this year, and if anyone's interested in seeing the entire list of those projects, they can find it in the budget document, which is on the county's website. But we have about 610 miles of road here in Tuolumne County that we are responsible for, and I think we pointed out before that that's about the distance from here to Salt Lake City, I believe, if you were to straighten it out. So we do have several road projects that'll be moving forward.
When you put together these preliminary spending plans, is it difficult to predict, you know, how the economy is going to fare and how much sales tax revenue is going to come in?
Yeah, it's always a challenge. You know, we work with a consultant. Our auditor controller works with a consultant to kind of estimate sales tax. It can be challenging in a normal year, but the impacts of COVID-19 and on the economy has definitely made that even more challenging as we're moving forward.
And then as you look ahead to August and putting together the final budget plan, what's going to be the steps that will be taken leading up to that?
Yeah, so as we get ready to start preparing the adopted budget, you know, we'll spend July and the beginning of August really kind of closing out this current fiscal year to really determine what that final fund balance is, which is really that unspent money that we have from this fiscal year. And once we have that, it's really going to help, you know, the board make some decisions on, you know, what we can and can't do. But also we're going to be on August 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're going to be holding special board meetings to really help educate the board and the public and staff on the services that are provided by each department under the county umbrella, as well as, you know, the challenges that they face and the needs that they have of those departments. So that's going to be August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we obviously always encourage people to tune in or come on in and sit in on those board meetings and share their input.
So during those final budget discussions, you know, is that when they're going to look at possibly additional positions that could be added or programs that could be added?
Yeah, so during that time, you know, departments, again, they'll be able to, you know, get up and talk to the collective board and really kind of articulate what it is that their challenges are and what their needs are going forward. And we'll take all of that information as we start developing that adopted budget and try to bring back a balanced budget that tries to meet those needs.
Budget seems like it'd really be a work in progress and kind of a moving document throughout the year.
Yeah, budget is definitely a continuous process. As we're finalizing one budget cycle, we're already starting into the next one. So it does, it takes a lot of work, and it's a lot of hard work by a lot of our staff. So we really appreciate their help and on all that.
I asked you about the PILT funding earlier as one of those things that's kind of a question mark from year to year. Another one that just came up to mind is that Secure Rural Schools funding. That was something in the past always received. Is that revenue that's still coming from the federal government?
That's revenue that's still coming also. And additionally, we were notified that we should see some additional SRS funds as well through the American Rescue Plan in addition to the $10.5 million. Again, that's, you know, those are federal dollars, and we don't know what that final allocation will be until we get into that October timeframe.
We got just a couple minutes left on this weekend show. Any other uncertainties that are still out there?
You know, again, really, with the impacts of COVID-19, you know, we really don't know what the long-term impacts are going to be on the community as well as the economy. So we try to watch that closely, and we try to be conservative in our decisions and really, you know, try to get the best information out that we can moving forward, so that way the board and the community has the most up-to-date information when it comes to making decisions.
And all these budget hearings coming up, if the public's listening today, they want to weigh in when that time comes, those will be before the supervisors at the public meetings?
Correct.
And so, and those meetings are now open to the public as well?
Yeah, so we are still streaming those. Public can still call in, or if they feel comfortable, they're more than welcome to come to the boardroom. There are some current limitations. I don't know what the limitations or restrictions may be as they relate to COVID-19, when it gets into the August timeframe, as it seems that those keep changing frequently. But yeah, so as long as they pay attention to the Tuolumne County website and the Board of Supervisors website, they'll be able to see when those meetings are and what capacity we have in the board chambers to accommodate the public.
Well, Assistant CAO Earhart, we appreciate your time today, and thank you for coming on Monthly Load Views.
All right, thank you very much.
Again, that was a recap of the Tuolumne County budget. That was a preliminary budget passed by the supervisors at this past Tuesday's meeting. Final budget will be coming in a couple of months from now. We've been talking with Eric Earhart on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Load Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Again, a programming note, next week on Mother Load Views, we're going to turn our attention to ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency. We're going to hear about ATCA's role in the community and a little bit of history of the agency as it is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. They've got a number of special events that are going to be taking place in the community throughout this year. We'll hear all about it next week with the executive director for ATCA, Joe Boers, who will be joining us in studio. We'll see you back next week for more Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.